It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and let's get into this right now. And if you have seen this, will you call into the show, 317-239-1009. It is Joe's Journey, week number 20 here, and let's get the scale stuff out of the way. Last week, I was down to 392.2. This week, I'm at 390, nice and flat and even, Woo. Which is good. It's slow, but it was another, 2.2 pounds, so I'm down 14.4 pounds since I started this thing 20 weeks ago. I was a lot farther along, and then, well, I slipped and I fell, and I hit everything on the way down, but I'm doing better. All right, so that's good. Yay, positive stuff. We're cool. I missed my Overeaters Anonymous meeting on Monday at that I go to, so I'm going to try to go to one tonight, which will be interesting to see. Maybe people will be younger than 80 at this one I go to. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Are you going to a different one?
Yeah, it's actually the same place, but it's a different time.
Okay.
So, because one of the, 12 o'clock, most people probably have jobs and don't want to use their lunch break at a meeting like that. So I'm going to one at nighttime where I'm hoping there's younger people there. Not that I'm going there to connect and have a social club, but it'll be interesting because everybody else, producer Porkchop, you don't know this yet, but Alex and Liv suggested I go along with some listeners to an Overeaters Anonymous, and I'm like, I don't want to go, but I connected. It made a lot of sense to me, and I actually really like it. But the thing is, like, it just was weird as far as, I don't know, like, relating to people. They were, like, really old.
Oh,
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, but it's like, they even suggested, hey, maybe you try other meetings.
So you are going to?
I'm going to one tonight, yeah, cool. Later on in the afternoon. So that'll be kind of cool. Hopefully there'll be some...
Hopefully no one brings Halloween candy. That'd be
awkward. Oh, I know, right? It wouldn't be like, Sally, we told... Sally! She's like, I can't help it. It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I love them. All right. Let's see here. Can we actually address the elephant in the room, though?
Uh-huh.
Did you, Alex, do something you'd like to tell me about?
Yes, I did. I had some signs made of Joe... It's him, and it says, do not feed this man. And I went around Indy and Broad Ripple, downtown Indy and Broad Ripple, and I hung these signs up in all of your favorite restaurants. So now, as you're on Joe's journey, you won't be tempted to eat some of your favorite food because it'll tamper with your dieting and your weight loss, and they won't serve you. So I went around, and I hung up all around downtown, at Fast Burritos Mexican Grill, Dick's Bodacious Barbecue, Giorgio's Pizza, Supremacy, Potbelly. These are all places you can see this sign. Rocket Fizz, South Bend Chocolate Company, the Chocolate Cafe on the Circle, Taco Bell, Blaze Pizza.
You went to Taco Bell?
Oh, yes, I did.
They know me and my name at Taco Bell.
I know.
Can I get a number two with steak instead of beef?
Pico,
right there. Hold the ranch, taco soft, cherry Pepsi?
Right in the door, you can see the sign as you go in that says, do not feed this man. And all of the managers of all these restaurants promised me that if you tried to go in there, they were not going to feed you. I also went to Broad Ripple. I went to Sobro, Bagel, Ripple Deli, Sahara, Three Wise Men, Goodfellas, and Brothers, and Burger Fuel, and all of them hung it up too.
Goodfellas is like my go-to if I'm at like down like in Broad Ripple and I'm kind of drunk. I always get a slice of pizza there.
Oh, I know it.
Wait. Is this what I think it is on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram?
And a video of me hanging them up. Proof.
You shot a video?
Proof. So you can go watch me hang up all these signs. But
oh,
they
my
are
God.
So funny.
It's right outside of Three Wise Men. I'm seeing this video now. It's like right there on the left of the door.
Yep. So everyone will see it.
I feel bad for you.
This is supposed to help him.
I'll help you, Joe.
Oh, my God. Okay. Danielle, are you saying you actually saw this sign?
Yes, so I work in the Chase Tower downtown, and I walk by Dick's Bodacious Barbecue every day to go to my parking garage, and I saw it yesterday, and I forgot to take a picture because I was in a rush, but I honestly laughed.
Oh, my gosh.
Porkchop saying that he's going to help Joe. You're new here, Porkchop. Trust me.
We've all helped.
All tried no, to help.
I can help him. I've lost 40 pounds in 4 months.
Wow. Recently?
Yes. All by eating things that I like. You just have to do it slightly better.
Okay. Well.
Trust me, Porkchop.
No,
I eat healthy and I exercise and I have tried to help Joe.
She's
he
like, here,
take it.
Eat this organic dirt. I'm
no.
like, no.
If this,
okay.
if this
the
attempt
dirt doesn't taste that bad, Joe, how bad do you want it?
If this attempt with these signs doesn't work, I'm for sure giving up. Like me helping you. I'm not giving up on you, but I'm giving
I
up on me
how
trying
you
to help.
You think putting up these signs, which Danielle saw, Danielle, please don't take a picture and tag us in it.
No, please
no,
do.
Please do.
I will. I'm on my way to work right now, so I'll see it on my way in.
Sweet.
So give me about 15 minutes.
Sweet. Oh, yeah, go watch the video of me hanging these up and talking to the managers because it's really funny. At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
She's like, I'm helping you by putting up photos everywhere. And in my own neighborhood, like Broad Ripple is my neighborhood.
I know.
All these businesses that I see in this video.
See, it made sense to do downtown and Broad Ripple because you live in Broad Ripple, so you're going to eat there.
And
you
downtown.
Work in downtown, so you eat here. So these are the two places that you eat.
I mean, that's just some club thing. It's like Friday Night Beats, and it's like, do not feed this man. Like, what the hell is this? I can't believe this. All right, well, I'm impressed you actually did a bunch of work. That's incredible, but...
If you see the photo that says, do not feed this man with Joe's picture on it, please take it and tag us either at Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook or Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, because we'll retweet it and repost it and we'll like it.
So we're out of signs, though, right? There's no more left?
They're all hung up.
Okay, good. I was like, I don't want any other businesses putting them up. I think this is it.
We also hung them up on poles and stuff in Broad Ripple, like just on telephone poles and stuff.
What?
Everywhere.
All right, that's Joe's Journey, week 20 here on Radio Now.
Now everyone is roasting me on Instagram in the comments and on social media, on Facebook where we posted the video too, Radio Now 100.9, saying that this video that we made for Joe's Journey, where I'm hanging up all the signs of a picture of Joe that say, do not feed this man, with the Joe and Alex Show logo and Radio Now 100.9 on it, that it's rude and that I'm a horrible, awful person and I'm humiliating Joe and I should be ashamed of myself.
Ooh.
People! Joe, stop it. Joe is in on the joke. Joe knows it's funny. It's all just in good fun to hold him accountable for Joe's journey. I wouldn't have done it if you wouldn't have okayed it. Hello.
Well, I think you're just trying to save his life, right?
Yes. And it's funny. Clearly, I'm having fun in the video, and the managers are all laughing, and everyone thinks this is super funny.
As
Come
Alex
on.
Was like working on the poster, she was playing the Frey How to Save a Life.
No,
like,
I wasn't.
She's like, I want to help him.
Are you offended? Am I humiliating you?
No, I think it's funny. I can't believe you didn't tell me. You just like went and did it. I was like, that's funny. But no, I joke about it all the time, and I actually think it is a good way to kind of remind me, and I'm not that butthurt about it.
It's supposed to be funny. It's a joke.
And effective.
Yes. And also, he won't be able to eat there. Hello, that's the point.
Well, that's where I'm
going to...
This is where
people.
I'm going to be pissed. If I try to go to Taco Bell, and they're like, no, 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 I am going to be mad at you.
You can get the power burrito. It's so... That's what I ate when I lost that 40 pounds. I ate the power burrito, you know, grilled chicken, steak.
Well, please go on Facebook and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9, and please defend me in the comments to these idiots that probably didn't even hear us talk about this and only saw the post and now are saying like how horrible I am and they're never listening again because I'm such a bully and all this BS.
How to save a life.
You know, by the way, this is the second time in my life that I've been banned from a Taco Bell.
Oh, wow.
This is heartbreaking. That's a story for another day.
Okay.
That's a story for another day there, producer Porkchop.